Today on Before You Buy, the brand new MacBook, wireless headphones, will we like them? I don't know. A wireless mouse, an amazing new camera from NAB. You gotta watch Before You Buy.
Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for Before You Buy is brought to you by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com.
This episode of Before You Buy is brought to you by the Ring Video Doorbell. With Ring, you can see and talk to anyone at your door from anywhere in the world using your smartphone. It's like caller ID for your home. Get $25 off the Ring Video Doorbell when you go to ring.com/beforeyoubuy. Before You Buy, it's Twit's product review show, where we take the latest and greatest gadgets that we get here at the Twit Brick House, and we give it to our host, our employees, our staff. We ask for the most honest reviews that they can come up with. Now, I know a lot of you have been coveting, eyeing the new Mac candy that Apple just released. Well, of course, we had our very own Leo Laporte take a look and tell you if it's something that you need in your life.
Hi, Father Robert. Guess what I have? Lighter than air. It's the new Apple MacBook. Remember the Mac lust we had when they first showed this a few months ago? Well, of course, I ordered it right away, but it takes forever to get. This is the gold model. I mean, if you're going to go with a MacBook, why not go with gold? And we've had it for a little time now, so we have some idea. Lisa and I do. This is really hers. Mine is also back ordered. We have some idea of what you could expect with this. On the bright side, this thing is really thin and really light, just about 2 pounds. You can carry it anywhere, 12 inches, but the display is gorgeous. It is a Retina display, and that means you're going to get everything that the Retina display promises. Great pictures, really strong, crisp text that makes it very easy to read. It's 16 by 10, 2304 by 1440. That means 226 pixels per inch. But remember, the way Apple works this, you're going to be using half of that resolution because you use the high DPI. Same number of pixels per inch. That actually makes it look a little crisper. The batteryless design makes it really quiet and light. It almost is like an iPad with keys. But, of course, it's using the full OS X. Speaking of keys, that's something a lot of people have complained about. Might take some getting used to. Because it's so thin, Apple's redesigned its keyboard. You'll notice the bigger keycaps means it's easier to find a key, but there is very little travel on here, and that means you're going to, believe it or not, be hitting it harder than you think. It's also harder to be accurate at first. You get used to it, but I would recommend trying the keyboard before you buy, because there are people who just can't take the keyboard. I happen to like Apple's new Force Touch trackpad. That's the one where, even though it doesn't move, it feels like it clicks when you tap it. It also, if you press and hold it even more, it has a second click, which gives you additional features. I have to say, I have yet to get used to this Force Touch. In fact, I never know what's going to happen, so I just turn that off. Still works just fine, still clicks, does all of that. That's using a haptic engine built in. The other thing people really complained about with this MacBook is that it only has the one connector. The USB Type-C, oh, and there's a little microphone connector there, too. Or I guess those are headphones. The microphones are these two little bitty ports there. All the connectivity comes through this Type-C port, not just power for charging. And by the way, if it's fully charged, you can connect your phone to it, your iPhone, and charge it right back if you have the right cable. Also, video comes out of there, and it's USB. So Apple sells an $80 dongle that gives you a normal USB Type-B port. USB 3.0. It also gives you a full-size HDMI port. That's kind of nice. And another Type-C so you can continue charging. But don't expect, this isn't all about connectivity. There's no slot for an SD card. There's no additional USB ports. It really is kind of a standalone device. Music sounds pretty good. Let me play a little bit of a dubstep for you. Now, I know you don't like dubstep, but it'll give you a good sense of the bass, the loudness. It's pretty good. And because there's no fan, it's decent for watching YouTube videos, that kind of thing. One thing you're not going to want to do with it, though, is Skype. This is a VGA camera. I don't know if you can see how bad it is. It is terrible. It's grainy. It's blurry. I look like I'm talking to you from San Quentin. Not recommended. So if Skype or FaceTime is something you do a lot with your laptop, this is a very poor choice. It's also very expensive. The pricing starts at $1,300. That's for the base unit, which is a fairly slow processor. In order to get this baby thin and small and light and cool, no fan, they had to use the Intel Core M processor. The base unit, the $1,300 unit, is only 1.1 gigahertz. If you bump it up, as we did, this is the loaded model. $300 gets you a bigger hard drive and 1.2 gigahertz. Woo! 8 gigs of RAM. Your choice of 256 gig hard drive for the base model. 512 gigabyte for the high end model. $300 more model. By the way, these are really fast. PCI Express. Apple has eked a lot of speed out of that, and that helps a little bit with a relatively slow processor. Battery life is good too. We're getting, believe it or not, 8 or 9 hours per charge. This is kind of like an iPad when it comes to battery life. I'm very happy with that. But it's not a powerhouse. It is really designed to be something super portable that you can use to take notes, to write, to surf the web, to do e-commerce, to get email. And for that, if you can get used to the keyboard, I think it does a pretty good job. So let me give you the pros and cons on the new 2015 MacBook. Pros, the design is gorgeous. It's very thin, very light. That 12-inch screen is actually a pretty good size, I think. Right between 11 and 13, it's big enough for me, and it certainly is a gorgeous Retina display. Speakers sound good. Battery life is great. I feel like I like the Magic, the Force Touch trackpad now, the new trackpad. And I even got used to the keys, so I don't hate those. The cons, though, I will grant you, are this Type-C connector. A single connector means this is not the choice for a pro. On the other hand, this is the first Apple laptop connector not to be proprietary, and that's huge. I expect to see a wide range of Type-C connectors, and that will bring the cost of additional adapters down quite a bit. The other con is the really terrible front-facing camera, and I got to admit, the price. It is very expensive. This is kind of a luxury item. Apple's very good at making luxury items that you really want. I had to debate after we bought this one and I played with it a little bit. Did I really want it? I don't need another MacBook, but gosh, for traveling, for getting around, for throwing in the backpack, this thing is gorgeous. And I love, okay, I know I'm shallow. I love the gold. So I'm going to call it a buy if you understand the negatives. You really have to take those into account, particularly price. So a buy on the new 2015 MacBook. The base model will be fine, but we got the top-of-the-line model with more storage and a faster processor. By the way, I don't feel like the processor is particularly slow. Some have complained about that. As long as you're not doing high-end 3D graphics or gaming, I think it's just fine. Again, a buy on the new MacBook. Back to you, Padre.
So it's a buy for the 2015 MacBook from our very own Chief Twit. Now, this is probably going to be a bit more expensive than something that I would get. I would stay with something like this. I'm more of a Windows person. But, Brian, you actually had some really good... That's Brian, by the way, our technical director.
That's me.
Some interesting opinions on where this fits in the computer spectrum.
Well, I have a MacBook Air, and I just feel like this is a lot like the Google Pixel, isn't that what it's called? Yeah, the Chrome Pixel, yeah.
Yeah, actually, I think probably just about the same price range. So, yeah, if you're looking for something full-featured, like Leo said, maybe not. But if you want something that's super portable, go with the opinion of our Chief Twit and buy it. Now, let's go ahead and move from notebooks to high-end cameras. Now, when we think of high-end cameras, we're thinking of something like a RED, or a 4K, maybe even an 8K camera, something that's ridiculously expensive but ridiculously detailed. Well, at NAB this year, we had a chance to stop by the Blackmagic Designs booth, and they showed us a camera that had all that ridiculous detail, but none of the ridiculous price. I'm Father Robert Ballester, the digital Jesuit here at NAB 2015. I'm at the Blackmagic Designs booth, and I'm standing next to Kendall Ekman, who's going to explain what they've done with the Ursa Mini. Kendall, what is this?
Well, as you remember from last year, we had the Blackmagic Ursa camera that we launched out. beautiful camera, 10-inch screen on the side. You had your monitors here with scopes, and it really was set up as a workflow camera where you could do audio guy on one side and maybe a guy pulling focus on the other. Great camera. A lot of people wanted to see us do something a little more portable, a little more handheld, and they asked us to build something a little bit smaller, and that's what we've come out with this year is the Ursa Mini. So as you can see, it's a little bit more compact. It's 5 pounds, so it's nice and light. You can get it on your shoulder. You can pull it around down here low, get some angled shots, things like that. We have a 5-inch screen. It's all touchscreen here, 1920 by 1080, so you can view there if you want to. We actually have CFast cards here to record to, so you can, once one fills up, it'll automatically switch over to the next one. If I pan it around here, and these are a lot of the same features you see on the original Ursa camera. We have the battery pack here on the back, Super 35 size sensor. This camera actually comes in a PL or EF mount. And you can see here we have rosettes built in. The reason for that is the camera itself ships with the handle here. You screw it in with the rosettes, and you can add on an optional shoulder mount here. For $395, we have a shoulder mount, an extension arm, and a top handle. The rosettes can be put into numerous places there with the handle, depending on how you want to hold the camera. You have your traditional things, SDI out, reference in, time code in. Now, the nice thing about this camera is it comes with power and a 12-volt out to go to our new electronic viewfinder. So if we spin it around here, you can see this is actually a viewfinder that can work on the Ursa Mini, or it can also work on the original Ursa camera. It's beautiful. It has optical glass in there, 1920 by 1080, full HD. You can pull up focus charge. You can pull up the focus peaking inside there, too. And it has an OLED actual sensor in here so that you can go and make sure that it doesn't burn out the OLED by being eye sensitive, or you can turn it on flashing under here. And it 15 stops of dynamic range in the 4.6 model, so it's amazing. Gets up to 60 frames a second, too.
This is definitely one of the highest quality 4K cameras currently on the floor. And actually, if you look up here, you'll see that their pricing is ridiculously aggressive, almost scarily aggressive. Everything down from about $3,000 up to $5,500, depending on the mount and what sensor you want, the 4 or the 4.6. Kendall, I got to ask, where are we going to see this go? I mean, where are you taking the Ursa next?
You know what? I'm not sure. We're trying to build cameras that people ask for. And I think last year, a lot of people made it clear, hey, can you make us a lightweight camera? Can you make something a little more portable? And hopefully we made something that people enjoy.
Kendall, thank you very much for talking to us. Now, this is not the end. We are dedicated to getting ourselves one of these in the studio for a full review on Before You Buy. Until then, I'm Father Robert Ballas here, and that's been your first look. There was so much eye candy at that Blackmagic booth. Now, the Ursa camera is definitely something I'm looking at. I was actually looking at replacing one of my personal studio cameras. It's about time to go. And I was looking at a $5,000 or $6,000 camera. If I can get one of those 4K cameras for $3,000 all the way up to $5,500 for the 4.6 sensor, that's a no-brainer. Now, I know there's going to be people who are wondering, well, why 4.6? That's what he was talking about the dynamic steps, the range that you have. The more range you have, the darker darks you can get and the brighter whites. I tell you, that Ursa is possibly the perfect camera. Now, there is something else that we're not going to show you from that booth because we didn't film it, but we will have it in studio because I've already pre-ordered it. Blackmagic also has a micro monitor that does recording in high def, and they have a 4K mini camera that was designed to be put on something like a quadcopter. So there's some great stuff going on, and all that gear was for a grand total of about $1,400. So stay tabbed. We've got more Blackmagic. Now let's move away from the dark arts and talk a little bit about acoustics. We know that the people in the Twit Army love good sound, and Sennheiser is typically known as a purveyor of good sound. So we gave a set of wireless Sennheiser headphones to our very own Tanya to see what she could find.
Hi, I'm Tanya Hall, and I'm here to review the Sennheiser Bluetooth Momentum Noise Canceling Headphones. That was a mouthful. These are really high-end quality headphones, and I'm a big fan of Sennheiser, so I was really excited to see how these were going to wear. So let's start with design. The design is classic. These aren't trendy. They have a very evergreen look, I think. You've got a bendable metal frame and stitching on a leather band that's cushioned at the top. A little more firm than the last Sennheisers that I reviewed, the wired Momentums, but they still felt comfortable. They are cushioned on the ear pads, like the last ones that I reviewed. These are a memory foam kind of cushion. Very, very soft. In fact, the leather is incredibly soft, so soft that it really doesn't take any time to get them worn in. You immediately feel comfortable wearing them. These are over the ear, adjustable by sliding the earphone up and down. It's firm, but really easy to move up and down, and it doesn't move once you have it in place, which is nice. They're also foldable, easy to take with you. They come with a carrying case that's like a suede feel on the outside, soft on the inside, and a little pocket to put your cords. Also comes with a cloth bag, which is kind of unusual. I thought was kind of nice. An airplane adapter, a 2.5, 3.5 cord so that you could actually listen to, without being wireless, you could listen to the headphones on your phone or computer. And a charger. This is a charger. It does not have a wall charger, so you need to be able to have something with a USB port. I thought that was kind of a downside. I couldn't, with the price, and we'll get to that, how expensive these are, I really thought they could have thrown in a charger, but it works. I will say these are so soft. I wear glasses, and when I put headphones on, I often feel pressure on my ear if they're not comfortable enough. And these, although are wire, are very flexible, and because of the cushioning, I had them on for hours, and it was incredibly comfortable. So let's talk about sound quality. First off, I did sync them to my iPad, my phone. I listened to them in a variety of ways. And let's talk about first reach. So here at TWiT, I work in one room, and I would wear them throughout the TWiT office. And they actually had a very good range here in the studio. At home, I didn't feel like the range was as strong, so it probably depends on where you live. I couldn't go too far without actually starting to disconnect. What's really nice about these, though, and I noticed this when I was talking on the phone as well as listening to a movie or music, there's a voice that comes that's built in that tells you when you're disconnected, which I thought was really handy when I was on the phone, because we've all been there where you're on the phone with somebody and you get disconnected and you don't know and you wonder exactly where in the conversation you lost the call. Well, this actually tells you when you've disconnected, and it's kind of nice. The controls are right here on the right. You've got the very discreet pairing. I really like that. It's very, very discreet. And power built in right here. And you have your volume controls, as well as your pause, forward, and back. As far as sound is concerned, I didn't feel like the sound quality was as good as the other Sennheiser headphones that I've reviewed, but I do feel like they are still very good. The bass was strong, but I felt, so when I was listening to trendy music, really popular music, I felt like they played well. But when I wanted to listen to some jazz music, I didn't feel that they had the highs were connecting as well. I just felt like it was a little dull. But I still really enjoyed them, and I still think they're a better quality. I mean, Sennheiser was just a really great quality product, and I could tell these are well made, and the sound quality is really good. So let me talk about pros and cons. The pros are that the design is classic. You've got Bluetooth as well as noise canceling. It's got NFC connectivity. And for the sound quality, it does have aptX. Now, I want to add on the noise canceling that I have noise canceling headphones that I take to the shooting range. And those are noise canceling. They really do block out most sound. These do not. So if you're looking for true noise canceling headphones, these are only going to block out about a third of the sound. They're not going to block out really hardcore construction. You'll still hear people around you, which most people probably like, because you don't I mean, it's kind of weird, I think, to not hear everything. But they do block it out pretty well. And I would easily take these on a trip with me. They're comfortable to wear on a long airplane ride. And I think, you know, I would enjoy them. The con would be the price. These are $499. So they're a little on the pricey side, but they are Bluetooth. They are noise canceling and they're Sennheiser. They're really good quality headphones. Overall, I really thought going into this that I probably wasn't sure I was going to like them, but I really did. And I would give them a buy.
A buy for the Sennheiser Momentum wireless headphones from Sennheiser, from our very own Tanya Hall. We thank you very much for going through that. You know, wireless headphones for me have always been a little hit or miss. It depends on what you listen to, how long you listen, and how comfortable you want your headphones to be. Brian, have you used wireless headphones a lot? I know I'm more of a tethered guy.
Yeah, I have a pair of wireless headphones that I reviewed a while back. I can't exactly remember the brand of them, but I don't know. I kind of prefer to have my wired headphones.
Yeah, I like the quality that you get, the consistency that you're going to get with a wired set. But if you are looking for wireless headphones, if you need that added portability, or if you just like being untethered, go ahead and pick yourself up a set of the Sennheiser Momentums. Now, when we come back, we're going to go ahead and take a look at a laser mouse from our very own OMG Chad. But before then, I want to take some time to thank the first sponsor of Before You Buy, and it's Ring. Now, let me say this. Every once in a while, we get to use a sponsor that I have used before they ever became a sponsor. And I got to tell you, that's always a good feeling. And that's definitely a good feeling with Ring. Now, what is Ring? Ring is a video doorbell. We first saw them at CES about 2 years ago. And it's just a way for you to replace, to upgrade the doorbell that you already have on your house. Now, this is the unit right here. What this does is it connects to your wireless network, and it allows you to have motion detection in the front of your house. It allows a visitor to press this button and be connected to your phone. Now, I installed one of these over the Memorial Day weekend at my family home in Henderson, and it does this. Like, for example, this is a missed call, this red one. This is someone who came to the door and my parents didn't answer. This is, let's see what this is. I think this is probably my family's dog out in the front yard. That's how sensitive the motion detection is. Yeah, that's my dad. And there's the dog coming in right after him. This is the kind of thing that you get with Ring's cloud service. It will store these videos, these HD videos, up in the cloud so that if you have a question about someone who came by the house, for example, if someone was casing the joint, or if maybe you had a friend stop by and you missed them, you can rewind time and find exactly who came to that door. Now, it's not just that it's a cool doorbell. It's not just that it's a very interesting cloud system. It's the fact that Ring has gone through the trouble of making sure you have everything in the kit that you need, from the screwdriver to the drill bit to the level so that your camera will look right, to the screws, either metal or wood frame doors. Ring has really done the legwork into making this a kit that you can give to your parents and let them go. Now, it's not just for convenience, folks. Did you know right now that over 95% of home break-ins happen during the day? This is the reason why I put this doorbell in for my parents. That neighborhood was being scoped out. You had a lot of people who were ringing the bell to see if anyone was home and then taking note of when the people might not be there. In fact, both houses on either side of my family home in Vegas have been broken into. And so, well, for the peace of mind for my family, for my parents, I had to install one of these. Now, these burglars do start by checking to see if you're home. And if you've got this doorbell, you'll know that they're there. And if something happens in the future, if there's that suspicious person, you've got the proof. This is like caller ID for someone coming up to your door. I just got to say, we've been sticking with that old doorbell technology for so long. Why not upgrade it as much as you upgrade your thermostat or your lighting or your home automation? Put your mind at ease. Protect your home. Protect your family. And right now, because Ring is a fan of the TWiT network, they're going to give you $25 off for just being a Before You Buy listener. Just go to ring.com/Before You Buy. You can get the Ring video doorbell for $174. Again, that's $25 off the normal price by going to ring.com/Before You Buy. And really, we thank Ring for their support of Before You Buy. Now, let's go ahead and shift gears a little bit. Let's get away from doorbells. Let's get away from cameras. And let's talk a little bit about gaming. We know that gamers need precision, and so we gave OMG Chad the Logitech MX Master Wireless Mouse to see if it cut muster.
Hello, my name is Chad. I'm with Twit and Before You Buy, and today I'm reviewing the MX Master Wireless Mouse from Logitech. This mouse is at the high end of Logitech's mouse product line. There's a few really nice features with this mouse. First is the scroll wheel at the top. It has sort of a dynamic scroll where if you just scroll a little bit, you'll get the normal click that you expect. But if you scroll a lot, the mouse sort of unlocks the scroll wheel so that it can glide fluently. We've seen this in other mice where you can toggle between, but this is a dynamic sort of switch without you doing anything, and it's really, really nice. There's also a button on the top, so you can switch between the two modes if you want to have full control, manual control, and you can actually hear it click in there, just like that, clicking back and forth in between the normal clicky mouse, which would be perfect for video games, or the quick scroll mouse, which is perfect for very, very long documents. There's also a thumb scroll right here, which is very nicely tuned. It's very smooth and very solid. And this will go left and right on the page. There's a few also custom buttons. There's one just behind that thumb scroll wheel, and then there's one on the pad, sort of this ergonomic pad of the mouse down at the bottom. By default, that this is set up on Windows 7 to like Alt-Tab between programs, which is very, very convenient. Overall, the mouse has a fantastic feel, very ergonomic and very comfortable in the hand. This can connect either wirelessly through a dongle or wirelessly through Bluetooth without the dongle on Windows 8 and Macintosh systems. There's also a quick profile set button where you can switch between three different profiles. So let's say you use this mouse at work with the dongle, and then you go to your laptop and you're connected for Bluetooth. You can just switch the profile at the bottom without having to go through a lot of setup each and every time. The battery life is very, very nice. It's about 40 days on a single charge. There is a battery indicator on the side, and that is showing me two lights right there. And there is a micro USB on the front to charge, and it's very fast charging as well. I found it also comes through the front of the mouse, so if you're charging and using it at the same time, it is basically like a wired mouse. For the laser at the bottom, this is using the dark field technology from Logitech, which is by far the best laser technology I've ever used. It works even on glass surfaces. It uses two different lasers to determine where the mouse is on the table, so I have to give it props for that as well. Now, the price is $100, so it's one of the more expensive mice that Logitech offers. On the pros, I absolutely loved the scroll wheel. To have the control of the clicky scroll wheel when doing small adjustments, and then to be able to quickly switch into the fluid scroll wheel to get to the bottom of very long web pages or get to back to the top of a really long document, was absolutely astounding. It's also extremely comfortable. I really love the ergonomic design, and the extra buttons kind of helped with gaming and things like that. It was nice to have extra buttons that could either be assigned for a video game or just for productivity's sake as well. On the cons, every once in a while, the wireless would disconnect for a minuscule amount of time, and you would just kind of shake the mouse and it would catch up again. That was a little bit disconcerting, when, especially if you're gaming or something like that. And also, there's no place to hold the wireless dongle if that is how you have to connect. So there's nowhere to plug it into the mouse if you're going to travel with it. Buy, try, don't buy for the Logitech MX Master Mouse. I'm going to give this a buy. Strong recommendation. I absolutely loved this wireless mouse, and I am sad to have to give it up. That's my review for the Logitech MX Master Mouse. I am Chad Johnson. Thanks for watching.
And it's a buy for the Logitech MX Master Laser Mouse from OMG Chad. You know that man games an awful lot, so if he likes it, it's got to be good enough for you. Now, let's go ahead and move away from gaming. We've had a lot of buys of standard products. We've taken a look at a fantastic notebook. We've taken a look at a good set of earphones. We've taken a look at a good mouse. We've even taken a first look at the next generation of affordable 4K plus cameras. But what would Before You Buy be if we didn't take some time every once in a while to take a look at products that were a little out there, that were a little beyond mainstream? That's why at Mobile Focus 2015, Brian Burnett, Karsten, and myself took a look at the Gate. Here on Before You Buy, we occasionally like to take a look at disruptive technology, and this is definitely disruptive. In fact, this was released at Disrupt New York not too long ago. This is the Gate. No, not the mailbox. It's the sensor that you attach to the mailbox. Now, what does it do? Well, quite simply, it uses a little solar panel to charge itself, give yourself up to 10 years of life in the batteries. And then when you open it up, it's going to start up a super bright white LED, and it's going to inform a base station, this little base station that would actually be sitting in your home, that someone has opened your mailbox. Now, you could cancel the alarm just by pressing that little button on the top. The cool thing about this is it uses a variety of protocols and communication methods to make this all happen. It's about 900 megahertz. I believe it's using a unique RF signal, low power signal, to get back to the base station. And then it uses Wi-Fi to connect to the internet so that when you get something in your mailbox, you get something in your email box. Now, this is available right now on Kickstarter for $199. If you want to find out more, you got to go to zgate.io. Find out what they've got in your mailbox. So if you've ever wanted email when you got snail mail, there you go. That's the Gate. Now, before we go, I thought we should take a look at this. This was something that was mentioned on the Twit TV network a while back. This is an Amazon Dash device. Remember, they had this campaign for Amazon Prime subscribers where you could get a device that would go, say, in the laundry room or in the bathroom, and it would allow you to, with one touch, order something that you would have to order again and again. Like, for example, detergent or maybe toilet paper or toiletries. Interesting idea, and now we actually know what they look like. Now, this one has been tied to the Twit TV network, and it has also been tied to the Amazon Prime account of Anthony Nielsen, one of our creative artists here at the Twit TV Brick House. I'm not exactly sure what he has tagged it to order, but supposedly if I just press the button, it should be able to just quick order. Now, the question is, what happens if I just keep pressing? I've been told that there's some sort of safeguard that will keep this from having a truck full of stuff, whatever this is assigned to, from just dropping off at his house. But the light is lighting up, so hopefully he'll be getting some notifications right now that someone here is messing around with his Dash. And Anthony Nielsen, to you, I say you're a very talented person, but you probably shouldn't leave your stuff out when you're here at the Twit TV Brick House. Well, that's all we have for this episode of Before You Buy. I want to thank all of our reviewers for their time, especially to Leo Laporte, to Tanya Hall, to OMG Chad, for letting us know what your opinions are about the latest and greatest gadgets, again, that we get here into the Twit TV Brick House. I also want to thank everyone who makes this show possible. Of course, that's Lisa, that's Leo, that's Karsten Bondi, our producer, and of course, my TD, Brian, who is also... Well, you do stuff here, right, Brian? What's the stuff you do?
Yeah, give or take. Yeah, I think on Thursdays we do a how-to show, so that's a lot of fun, know-how. And then tomorrow, big day, screensavers. So tune in for that.
Yes, and actually I think I just got an email about coming in to do a little 3D printing magic. So definitely stop in, 3 o'clock p.m. Pacific time, to watch the new screensavers. It's going to be a fantastic time. Now, also, we want to tell you, don't forget that you can get the individual reviews by going to our YouTube channel. Just go to youtube.com/twitbeforeyoubuy. That's Twit Before You Buy. No spaces. And you'll see the full episode and then the individual reviews as they're broken out. It's one of the things that we do because we know that sometimes you're looking just for that device that you want to buy or just that device you're thinking about getting for somebody else. So again, youtube.com/twitbeforeyoubuy. Now, if you want to download full episodes or subscribe so that full episodes are automatically downloaded into the device of your choice, don't forget to go to our show page at twit.tv/BYB. While you're there, you'll be able to see our entire back catalog of episodes and choose a little drop-down menu so you can get our audio episodes, our video episodes into your iPhone, your Android tablet or phone, your Mac, PC, laptop, desktop, whatever it is, we've got a format for you. Thank you very much for spending time with us. I'm Father Robert Ballister, the Digital Jesuit. And remember, you got to watch before you buy.